Hey, welcome everyone. We're holding Simon Shin Mem, Sif Bays, page 376. Today we are going to learn Sif Bays, which is a hemshech of Meleches Geizes, related to Geizes. And then we're going to start Sif Gimel, which is going to take us for the next few Sifim and the next few Shiurim, which is going to start the Meleches of Kosev and Moichik. It will take us all the way at least through Sif Hey. At least through Siv Hey, and then we'll start Tofer and Kareah. So Moichik, which is Kaisev and Moichik, writing and erasing, which are very negeya and practical halachas. We'll do more of an introduction today, a few interesting points, but let's start. Zok the Mechaber. Aser lachtoich yabeles migufay. It's aser to cut off a yabeles, which is some sort of wart or blister. Bein biyad bein bekli, bein loy bein la'acher, because this is geizes, to cut off a piece of the guf. Zak the Mishnah Berurah of cotton yud vav lachteich. Even if this blister is dried out, the mendes lehisparech the besayif me'atma, it's going to crumble and fall off by itself. Afilu hachi aser, it's still aser. V'cholzelinisura, this is regard to anisa derabanan. Avolin chiyuva eni chayiv elam kinayla kishilacha ubekli the azu b'chal geizis to be chayiv deraisa. It has to be moist where there's still some life in it. It's really still part of the guf. And it is with a kli, which is the regular way to do it, then it will be included in the malacha of geizes. But if it's dried out and going to crumble off by itself anyways, then it would be only asim midrabbanan. Sifkaten zayin yabelas migufa ibuhu adin da asim litlish sha'ar tzitzin shal arish shapirshu ksas me'agabe yadei arim mekoymes acherim uchid la'il b'simen shin chav chesif laman alaf ayin sham ayin ber halacha. So too, if one has hanging pieces of skin, a lot of times we have cuticles around the nail. Sometimes on the person's lip, they could have hanging pieces of skin that also is usher to pull off on Shabbos. Now, the only exception we have to these things is sometimes if someone has a small piece of skin, a cuticle, or they have even a nail that's rubai detached, most of it's detached. So if it's a case where it's causing the person a lot of pain, it's a mokum tsar. So the first thing I would say to do is to put a band-aid on. Put on a band-aid. A lot of times it won't cause pain anymore because it will stop getting caught on everything and it won't hurt. If there's no option and it's in a lot of pain, then to do a malacha shein tzricha legufo, to remove this piece of skin or this nail, which is a malacha shein tzricha legufo, we're not doing it to make the guf look nicer. We're not doing it to use the nail. We're doing it just because it's painful. If that's the reason why we're doing it, just because it's painful, then I want to add though, but if it's a situation where it will clearly make the guf look nicer, maybe it'll be a psik reisha, to do the malacha d'oraisa, which then it could be much more complicated. It might be a problem. But if it's like a part of a nail which is really not so noticeable, it just hurts, it keeps getting caught, and it just hurts a lot, then in malacha shein tzricha legufo to take it off, and it's a makom tzar, and doing it with your hand, which is a shinoi. There perhaps might be a makom lahakel for that. And if one does have one of these painful nails, they should ask a shayla. There might be makom lahakel depending on the case. Zak siv katan ches bein biyad v'hu adin b'shinav. So too with your teeth will also be aser, will not be aser midaraisa, it will be aser midarabanan. Okay, that is the end. Actually, if you look at number 15 in the Dir Shu'is, quotes what we were just talking about. He in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Laman Aleph, it says over there, Tzitzin Shapirshu Ruba Me'agabi Ha'etzba, Ein Hetel HaSirim, unless they're Pirshu Klapei Maila. And since the Machlekes in the Rishonim, what's called Klapei Maila, which way is towards the top, Yesh HaHachmer Kadash Shnei HaPirushim, that's also to remove these pieces of skin. I do think that what I'm saying, that if it's a Mokim Tsar, Malach Shein Tzricha Lagufa, this Mokim Lahakel may be brought down over there, actually, Akoponim. That is that. Fine. Zok Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is going to now discuss a new topic, the sugya of Kosev and Meichik, and the Mechaber is going to start with the Malacha of Meichik. So before we see the Mechaber, let's look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is going to introduce the Malacha to us. Divrei HaMaschil, HaMeichik Diyoy, the middle of the page, third or fourth, the last word on the line, HaMeichik Diyoy. Zok the Bir Halacha. Hinei Iker Av Malacha de Meichik. The amalacha of erasing, who kishemoichik beis oisiyos amanas lichtoiv beis oisiyos acheres mukayman, where you're erasing two letters, with the intent to replace them with to write two other letters in their place. So kol malach is the Shabbos yafinu min Mishkan. All malach is Shabbos you learn from the Mishkan. With a Mishkan how you beinin zeh in the Mishkan that's how they did the malacha of meichik. So kasher the pa'am the Mishkan taas ba krashim. They would make a mistake which letters to write on the krashim. So you kaisin maleim l'simin k'nei v'zavgan zeh l'zeh. They used to write letters oisis on the krashim. So machlekes if it was oisis or if they would make just marks over there. That way you would know which keresh went where. And the reason why was because there was different kedusha in different areas of the Mishkan. There was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh, the area of the Tzafin versus the area of the Darim. Every spot had different kedusha, and they would put back each keresh in the same, each keresh or the beams in the same spot each time. And there are actually those was brought down in Inyan, perhaps by Sukkah also to put the Sukkah boards in the same spot every year. It's not ma'akiv at all, but there are some that try to do that and to copy the way it was done in the Mishkan. So what happened was they would make a mistake and write the wrong ice or the wrong mark on the keresh. So what they would do is they would meichik the lichtei v'acheres from kaiman. They would erase them to write the correct ones in their place. Even though in the Mishkan it was possible there would be a mistake in one ice, so why are we saying you're only chayiv if you do it two? If you erase two ices to write two in their place, even if you erase one to write one in the place, it'll also be chayiv. We can't give more chashivas to the malacha of erasing than to malacha of writing. And just like by the malacha of you're only chayiv if you write two, and then we'll see why over there. And perhaps just thinking off the top of my head, I did not chazer in a while because in order to write oisis on the krashim, you have to write on two krashim to know which two to pair up next to each other. And there was never an inyan to just write one ois. The inyan always was to write two, but I don't remember. We'll see when we get there. But hakaponim meichik also has to be at least two oisis. Mikamakim yalfina mizeh. Even though the case of the Mishkan was where you were erasing oisis to write oisis. We learn from that so too, if I erase an ink stain or an ink blotch in order to write, you're also chayiv. If I erase an ink stain or ink blotch in order to write in its place two letters, you're also going to be chayiv. An ois that was written there, bitos, there are two oises there that don't belong there. So it's as if it's not really considered an ois. The chayiv is not that I erased a letter. The chiv is I erased something with the intent to write something, to write letters in its place. Therefore, you're chayiv even on erasing tishtush diyoy, an ink stain, if you have intent to write over there, two oisyes. Now, just an interesting tidbit. There's a chayiv adam, and it's actually brought down in ois number 16 in the dirshu. What if you have an ink stain on your hand? You have an ink stain on your skin. So there's a chayiv adam that says, that even though you don't have intent to write in its place if you want to erase the ink, typically we say to be chayiv, you have to erase with the intent to write. But if you just erase, that's only an issur d'rabbanan. The Bir Halacha did not speak to that, but we'll see it's an issur d'rabbanan erase even without the intent to write. So zak dechayiv adam, so if you have an ink stain on your hand and you want to get rid of that ink stain, it'll be asur d'rabbanan to do it. Kedin meichik shalayim anas lichtoiv. That's a shita of the chayiv adam, a big chumrah. Now the Ma'aseh said this Chayei Adam is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah or in the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore there is definitely the minhag I believe is not like the Chayei Adam, and that's how the Rosh Yeshiva of Shmuel Paskin is that an ink stain on your hand is mutter to clean off, and the reason for that, if Shmuel Shlita is mechalik, the Rosh Yeshiva is mechalik, then if you have oisis on your hand, you wrote a message on your hand so you don't forget it, to erase that would be considered meichik because you have oisis over there. But if you have just an ink stain, that would not. And the reason would be because we don't view that as the malacha of erasing, rather as nikayan, as cleaning. Right? You're not doing malacha of being meichik something, you're just being reichik, you're cleaning your guf. Asha'inkin, if you have actual letters written on your body, that we view as erasing the letters. There's something written there and you're erasing it. Only an ink stain would be considered cleaning and not erasing. Fine. Zok the mechaber, let's go now to the mechaber and see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the mechaber, sif gimel, ha-meichik diyayish ala klaf. If you erase ink on a klaf, on a piece of parchment, or wax on a pincus. A pincus was a tablet. What they would do is before the invent of the Palm Pilot or the iPad or the iPhone or the Android, how would you have handheld things that you could write on and erase before the pencil and the eraser? What they would do in the olden days was is they would take a tablet, a piece of wood or whatever it was made from, they would smear wax on it. They would make smooth wax. they would take like a pen or a stylus and they would indent into the wax and then they would write that way. And when they wanted to erase it, they would smear the wax again to make it smooth. So if you're going to erase ink from a cloth or wax from this tablet, if you erase the amount of space where now there's room to write to Oisius and your intent is to write to Oisius, then you'll be chayiv. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sifkah and Tess HaMoichik Diyoy. The kol shekinim who moichik shtei oisis she nichtavu shleik ahegin amanas nichtav shtei oisis acheres from claiming the chayiv. Kol shekin, if you erase not an ink stain, but you erase actually two letters that were not written properly with the intent to write two in their place, you'd be chayiv as zeu ikar amalach de moichik, erasing two oisis with the intent to write two others in its place. Sifkah and Yud Shalak Klaf. Bizmanim ho yu regilin lichtav ala klaf, they used to write on parchment, but what didn't kol kiyotz bezeh, the chiyuv is not limited to parchment. Anything similar to parchment, the commission nichtav the kamon. Mafilo al eitim yish ksiva u'mechika. Even on wood, there's ksiva and mechika. Shkein hoyi b'mishkan makrushim k'dei lezavgan. That's how they did it on the krushim in the mishkan to make them peered. Ba'ayim aver halacha shabeyarnu de mechaber mayrish loy b'magam oisius. The halacha he explains that we're discussing over here on the margins of the page, not on the place where the oisius are written. U'mechika k'dei lichtei b'magam zep. What the Mishnah Berurah means to say is that if you look at the Bir Halacha says, and I'll read it outside, the Bir Halacha says, this that we're saying that if you erase two letters with the intent to write two in its place, you're chayiv, but less than that would not be a chayiv deraisa, that's only true if we're talking about the margin of the page, a place where there are no oisis written. Because he quotes the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim says, if you magia one ois, it means you fix up one letter, which is mashlim a sefer, which finishes a sefer, then you're chayiv even on one letter. Because now it has a chashivas to it. Hu adin, if you have one ois that's makolkol, the wrong ois in the sefer, and you want to edit it out, and you erase that one letter, you're chayiv for that one letter. Because you want to write fix, you want to fix up one letter. It says a hey instead of a vav. So you're going to erase the hey with the intent to write a vav in its place. You're going to be chayiv because just even though it's only one letter, but there's such a chashivas to it by that which it's finishing a sefer, you'd be chayiv even on one letter. And based on that, he says, so too. If you're magia, any ois, but emsa ha-sefer, even if it's at the end of a sefer, to be mashlim, but it's in the middle of a sefer, but because this ois was not written properly, the sefer is not a davar mesukin, and now you're going to erase that one ois with the intent to write another one in its place, you're also going to be chayiv for that, because there's a chashivas given to that. And therefore, zok debir halacha, if I have a sefer, and I have ink stain that falls and covers up one ois in that sefer is now a kokel, one of the oises are ruined. And if I erase that to put one in its place, I'll be chayiv even on one. So where is in the Geya that which the Mechaber says that the Iker Chiyiv is where you erase two oises to write two oises in its place, or you erase an ink stain with the intent to write two oises in its place? That's if the ink stain is on the side of the page where there is nothing written. And then, since there is nothing written there, so you're not being mashlim the Sefer by erasing it over there, but it's something which is not really a chelik of the Sefer, then if you erase a little bit, you have to erase two to be chayiv with the intent to write two. But if it's in the middle of the sefer itself on one of the oisis, then you'd be chayiv just for one. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayitav Ayin Bebach Dehu Adin Yishli Zarg She Noifel Diyoy La Oisis She Shnotav Shayva. You have to be careful if Diyoy falls on oisis or wax falls on letters. Just like Limchay Katishtosh, don't erase that ink stain or the wax. Aydei Mechikase Minkar Oisis Vavikam Moichik Avonas Lichtev Bechayiv. This is going to be chayiv because even though you don't plan on writing anything in its place, but since by erasing that ink over it or getting rid of the wax that fell on it, you're going to reveal the oisis, that would be considered moichik amanas lichtav, you'd be chayiv. Even if it's on one ois, it'd be an iser, review oil shabbos, a taz valiyah rabba. And the reason why over here, he says if the ink falls on one ois or wax and then you erase it, you're not going to be chayiv a carbon, it'll be only a derabanan, because this is different than we just said before. You plan on actually erasing an ois with the intent to write another one in its place. If you're being mashlim a sefer by erasing an ois with the intent to write another one in its place, even on one you're going to be chayiv. Over here we're talking about either where it's not being mashlim a sefer, or actually I think that is the pshat. It's talking over here where you're not being mashlim a sefer, and that's why one would be only asim a derabanan. But if you're being mashlim a sefer, then it would be chayiv even on one. Agrees that wax in the sefer does have the iser mechika, but who adim in the chaylev, if any fat falls in it by ember halacha, the one has to be careful. And this is nageya, sometimes you have a bencher where you have food that falls and covers the oisis on the page, could you scratch off the food? So if it's moist, then we don't view it as a stain, we view it as dirt and you can wash it off or take it off. But if it is dried up, then already it would be a problem to erase it off of the letters. If Nimsa came by Emsa at Kriya, let's say someone's leaning from the Torah and they find wax. Now, this was more common in the olden days before the invent of electric light bulbs because they would use fire on a candle in order to light up the room so they could see when they were learning. So it's shayach to have wax fall on the sefer. After also the salik ashayva ve'achelav, you can't remove him. Don't put away the sefer Torah and pull out another one. First of all, the sefer Torah is not considered possible by the mere fact that wax is covering a letter. Second of all, it's not an issue of reading Torah shebiksav bal peh, but a mere fact that a letter is covered over. Prima gadim v'chinkatz b'chayadim hilchas kriyas haTorah. M'derech haChaim kasav dem nimtza kein ben gavra legavra. M'derech haChaim writes, if this is ben gavra legavra, yishlo hoitzi acheres im eina oisi es nikaren, you should take out a new one if you cannot recognize the tzura of the letters. V'etaktiv l'eil b'sirul l'mabez v'ralacha ayin sham. And therefore, ben gavra legavra, when you finish the aliyah, they will pull out a separate sefer Torah. But B'shas the Aliyah, you finish off the Aliyah, and you can read that which is covered. So we just really touched the edge of the Malacha of Moichik. We're going to get much more in detail, much more practical on Sunday. The next year, Sunday, we will be back in Shul regular time. And then we'll get much more in detail with regards to cakes. And one of the most common applications is cutting a cake or opening up wrappers where you're ripping and you're ripping through words and through letters. These cases are the most practical cases of Meichik. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah on Sunday. Everyone should have a good night, have a good Shabbos, and we'll see you on Sunday.